Mishnayis Beya, Perik Hey, is learned Lilo Nishma, Sorerelke, Pastor of Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Acharim Shal Pesach, Hey, Alofim Tovshin Ayin. Mishnayis is learned Lilo Nishmasa to benefit her soul, to Hey Nishmasa Tzrura B'Tzrei Nachayim. Mishnah Aleph and Perik Aleph. Mashilim Peres Derech Haruva B'Yomtev. If there is fruit lying on the roof to be that are drying, and he sees that rain is coming, he's permitted on Yomtev to throw the fruits from the roof into the house through the window, which is on the roof. There is a skylight, sort of, and then he puts it. He's allowed to put it through there. Avaloi b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos one is not permitted to throw the fruits down. And you're allowed to permit it to cover the fruits with vessels so that the rain should not get the fruits wet. And likewise, you're permitted to cover, if you have jugs of wine and jugs of oil, so that the rain should not make them wet, should not ruin them. That if it's raining inside the house, you're permitted to put a vessel underneath the flow, into the drip, that it shouldn't rain in the house. And when the vessel gets full, you pour out the water and you bring it back in the place where it's dripping in. And likewise, and you're allowed to do this all Shabbos long. Says the Bartanura, Mashilin Pedis Derech Haruva. One who has fruit or grain which is spread out on his roof, they're there to dry, sees that the rain is about to come, they permitted him to trouble himself and to throw down through the window that's in the roof, and they fall to the ground, because that is no too much, this is not too much trouble. The davka aruba, and only specifically this aruba, this window that's on the roof, the chol aruba milmaila lemato betikras haguf, because every window is from above to below in the ceiling, in the roof of in the ceiling of the roof. Aval chaloin, but a window, like for example gag shemukaf mechitza, a gag, a roof that is surrounded by a wall. V'chalein b'koisel, and there is a window in the wall. V'tzorich lagbiya ad l'chalein, and then you need to raise it up till you get to the window. U'lashlich and throw it out of the window. Kulehai lo shor rabbonu lemitrach, so much that rabbonu did not permit to trouble oneself. So if it's right there that you're not picking it up and down, you're just dropping it from the top to the bottom through the opening of the skylight, through the opening of the window on the top that they permitted you. But to go throw it up, pick it up and throw it out the window door, the chum didn't allow you. The further the Mishnah says, "Umachasim peiros, as a peiros," and we're allowed to cover the fruit with vessels because of the drip. And we don't say that this is troubling, not for the purpose of for the needs of Yontif. So this has nothing to do with Yontif, because he's not using those fruit, but he's just trying to protect his. They shouldn't get ruined. The mishum hafsid mamon shorul rabbonon, because of the loss of his money, the rabbis permitted him. What is this delaf, that the covering the fruit because of the delaf? The delaf is gishamim hanetfim in agag. Those are rain that is dripping from the roof, dripping rain. Likewise, the same thing is v'chein kadi yain v'kadi shemen. They had jugs of wine and jugs of oil. Mechasi noisum, you can cover them ibn adlab because of the drip, from the drip of the rain, that it shouldn't ruin them. Also, one could put in his house underneath the drip, you can put a keli, tachas adlav, underneath the drip, lekabel es hamayim, so that they should, the water should fall into the container, into the keli, shelo yitanfu abayi, so they don't dirty up the house. V'im nismale akeli, and if the vessel is full, shayfech, he pours it out, v'shein, and repeats it. V'ein enimna, he doesn't have to hold back. Mishnah Beis, kol shechayav malov mishum shvus, any items that the Chachamim prohibited to do it on Shabbos, because they want the person should rest, even though min ha-Torah muter, but the Rabbanon asked it, mishum rishus, and even if there is a little bit of a mitzvah that you should do this item, so if it's a rishus, the Chachamim prohibited to do, mishum mitzvah, And even if it's a mitzvah to do the thing, not only something which is optional, but it's a mitzvah, nevertheless, the Chachamim asked it to do it, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. So those matters that the Chachamim told you to rest, either because of Rishus, or even because of a mitzvah, on Shabbos, Chayav Malav, b'Yom Tov, so then, on Yom Tov, you are obligated not to do those items. The following are the items the Chachamim prohibited because they wanted one to rest, that you shouldn't do that, but and in doing so it does, there is no mitzvah, just resting without a case of mitzvah, and that is you're not permitted to go up on a tree because you might come to tear down fruit. You're not allowed to ride on an animal because you might come to rip a twig in order to get the animal to lead it, to make sure that it goes. And you're not allowed to swim on water, you're not allowed to swim in the water, because you might make a vessel for swimming. And you're not allowed to clap your hands. And also not to clap with your hands on your side. V'loy meragdim, you're not to jump. And ve'elohein mishum reshus. And in these matters, they're following, there is a somewhat of a mitzvah, even though there's limits. And nevertheless, the Chachamim still said you shouldn't do them, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Lo'i donim, we cannot do judgment. Adin Torah, a court case. V'loi mekachin, you cannot, you should not betroth a woman. V'loi chalitza, not to give the chalitza for a woman who's chalitza. V'loi miyabim, and not to do the yibum. If for a woman that needs yibum, ve'eluhay mishum mitzvah, and the following, there is a mitzvah, and still the Chacham said that you cannot do it on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. Loi makdishim, you cannot make consecrate anything to make something holy for Hashem. V'loi marichim, you cannot estimate the value of an erchin, of a person or of his friend, so that he should give according to what the Torah says. V'loi machrimim, we also don't make the, we don't say that a animal should be cherim, that's a form of consecration. V'loi magbim trumas or maisas, you cannot separate, not truma, the separation of not maiser on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, only challah from dough that you needed on Yom Tov, and to give to the Kohen, you can give on Yom Tov. Kol eilu b'Yom Tov amrud, all these things they said that they're prohibited to do on Yom Tov. Kal v'chomer b'Shabbos, Yom Tov, which is lighter, of course, Shabbos, which is more strict, for sure it's also. Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos, there is no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, elo yichol nefesh b'levad, only in eating alone. That on Yom Tov you're permitted to cook food, and on Shabbos not. Says the Bar Tanura, kol shechayav malav mishum shvus, everything that you're obligated, that there is a shvus, that the Bar Tanura she'osru chachamim la'asoyse b'shabbos mishum shvus, that the sages prohibited to do it on Shabbos because they wanted you to rest, or mishum reshus, or it's because of shus. That means she'esh b'iktas mitzvah, there is a little bit of a mitzvah on it. Avale mitzvah gedol, but not a great mitzvah. V'korivu li'iz dover reshus, and it's close to being an optional matter. V'yesh b'yisum divrei sofrim, and there is a prohibition of divrei sofrim. So if it's an item which is totally optional, or it's a matter of reshus, but it's a little bit of mitzvah, or imshum mitzvah, or it's even says the Bar Tanura she'be mitzvah mamish, but v'osru chachamim lasu yisum b'shabbos, and b'shabbos the chachamim said you can't do it. So then the halacha is that chayav malav b'yom tev, then you're obligated, and b'yom tev says the Bar Tanura shalei lasu yisum b'yom tev, not to do it on yom tev. V'eilohein mishum shvus, the following are the ones, the shushvus she'tilu alav chachamim lishbeis mehen, that the chachamim told you to rest of them, v'ein basi yosu shum mitzvah, and by doing them there is no mitzvah. And he's going to go enumerate all these different kinds, first that don't have a mitzvah, then have a little mitzvah, then that have a mitzvah. And that is, you're not allowed to go up on a tree, and that is, says Bartanura, Gzeira Shem Yitlish, because you might come to detach, rip something off. But Leirech Vinalga Behema, says the Bartanura, Gzeira, because we worry, Shem Yachtach Zmeira Lanhiga, that he might cut down a twig in order to lead the animal, get the animal to move. Leishot Yinapne Amayim, and we don't swim on the water, Gzeira Shem Yasach Avishal Shayotim, because there is a we're worried that he might come to create and build a barrel of those that float. So you may create some floaters, so you're not allowed to swim. V'loy metapchim, and you cannot clap, that's kaf al kaf, one hand on the other. V'loy mesapkim, sapkim, that's kaf al yorech, that's your hand on your side. V'loy meragdim, and not to dance, beregel, on the yomtiv. The kulu, and all these are prohibited. The clapping and the clapping your hands and clapping on the side and dancing is gzeira for a decree. Shema yisakin klishir, that he might come to fix an instrument, a vessel of instrument. Ve'elu hein mishum rishus. The following are optional. They are optional. So even though these are somewhat of a mitzvah, so why is he calling them rishus? Says the Bartanura, because those that follow at the end have a mitzvah gemurah, a total mitzvah legabeim korla anershus. Relative to those, he calls these optional. So even though they are partially a mitzvah, loy donim, then that's a judgment. We cannot do judgment. Vizimnin dahavirshus. Sometimes it is optional. Kigoyin sheyesh biir godel mimenu. There is somebody greater than him, so it's not his obligation. Shein mutlo lodin. So it's not his responsibility. So it's not mamash a mitzvah, it's a rishus. V'loy mekatshin, and not to betroth, kiddusha isha, that's the betrothal woman, v'zimin lav mitzvah gemura rishus. Sometimes it's not a complete mitzvah, it's only optional, going to islay shubonim. He has already a woman and children, so it's not a mamash a mitzvah. V'loy chotzu, v'loy miyabmin, and you don't do chalitza miyumim. Nami bizman, sheyesh ochiv hagodl menu. We're talking about at the time that there is a brother who's older than him, so his obligation. So the obligation to either give chalitza or yibum to the deceased brother's wife lies upon the older brother first. So him have rishus, because the mitzvah is begodl liyabim. The mitzvah is as the adult, the older one should be miyabim. And time of the kulhu. What's the reason for all these halachas not to judge and not to betroth and not to do chalitza or yibum? Is because shema yichtav might come to write down. Then things that are mamash a mitzvah. Is v'loy marichin, you don't hegdesh, marichin is erech ploini alai. You say the value of a person upon me, v'neisim kifi hashonim, and then you have to give later on according to the value of the year, k'meshe kosu v'parshat orchim, as is written in the parshat orchim. V'loy machrimim, v'do ducherim, ha'arei behemez ucherim, this animal should be cherim. Stam cherom il bedek habayis. Stam cherim goes for the structure of the, to support the Beis HaMikdash. So, This cherem is also, you don't do it on yontif. The kula asirin rabbanan, all these were prohibited by the rabbanim from the domin lemekach memkar, because this is similar to doing buying and selling shemaitzim rishus rishus hegdash, because he takes it out from his property to the property of hegdash. So because of the comparison, I guess he may come to do it also regular business, or just because the comparison alone, it shouldn't be done. Loi magbi in trumei sumaisris, and not to give trumas maizbis. But if you look at the litnim lekoyin bebeyoyim, even in order to give to the koyin for that day, so the koyin will have to eat. Koyin can use it, so it's tzorich yomtiv, tzorich achol nefesh. And the mirzidim shuvsim ches yomtiv the koyin. So it seems that in that case, if he gives it, that it appears that it's because of the joy of the yomtiv of the koyin shu tzorich lehenu mafrishon, that he needs them. That's why he's separating them. So why shouldn't they be allowed to do it? Still, it's also the havelei misaken, because he is fixing. He's fixing now because the other fruit are also now he's fixing. So fixing on yomtiv is prohibited. V'hani mili peiros de tevilim esmel. That is only talking about peiros that became tevil, that became unfit from the day before. Avol but peiros de tevilo idna. But those fruit that became tevil that you cannot eat them. Tavloi, no good, because they're the chiyuv to separate. It comes now, kigoin, isa, for example, if we're talking about a dough. The dough was made now, the chiyuv of chala became now, lafrushim in a chala, to separate chala, mafrushinan la biyantiv yavin lakoyim, that you can separate the yantiv and give to the koyin. Because that is, the isur came today, so now I need to eat it, so I'm taking the isa, you give chala, and you give it to the koyin. Says the Mishnah Baiter, in biyantiv l'shabes aloichal nefesh v'lvad. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, but with eating. Says the Bar Tanur, Hachstomach Bishamai. This nameless Mishnah is like Bishamai. The Amri, they say, Ein Metzin, Lo Yesakotn, Lo Yesalulov, before, they say that you can't take out a minor and not a lulav, but Lo Yesifetel Shus Rabim, and not a Sifetel Shus Rabim, the public area. The Lehutra, Hitzo, Elo Tzerech Chodefesh, they said that take carrying out was only permitted for the purpose of eating. Avlanan, Kaimalon, but we have tradition that Allah is Kibisilo. The Amri, they say, Metoich Shehutra Hitzo Letzerech, since it is permissible to carry out for the purpose of Eichel Nefesh, Eichel Nefesh, Hutranami Shele Letzerech, that's why it's permissible also when it's not for Eichel Nefesh directly. The Iko, that's another difference, so it's not only Eichel Nefesh, Vika Nami, and there's also a further Nafkimina as far as Mashilin Peres Derech Haruba Derech Pirkin, the fact that we're taking down the fruit through the window in the beginning of our Perek, the Shabbos Asur, but Shabbos is prohibited. But by Yom Tov, the Chacham permitted him this Tircha of taking away so that the rain doesn't spoil it, they allowed him to bring it down. Mishnah Gimel, Habehema Vakelim Kiragle Abailim. If a person borrows an animal or vessels from a from the owner, they are not permitted to go any further than their owner is allowed to go. When one sells his animal to his son, he gives it over to the shepherd to guard, for them to watch. So then the animal cannot go further than the owners can go. Vessels which are separated, that they belong to one of the brothers that lives in the house, they are also like his feet, they're not allowed to go further than he may go. If the vessels are not separated, don't belong to one brother, but they belong to all brothers, so they can only go to the place where all brothers are allowed to go. Says the Bar Tanura, Kiragla Abaylim, that the animal and the vessels have the same halacha like the feet of the owners. Ein odom yochel lo helicha b'yom tov. A person is not permitted to lead them on yom tov, the animals, ella b'mokim, only to the place shaba'aleho yecholim lelech, to the place that its owners of that animals, that they can go. Oy l'roya, or you give it over to a shepherd, hare elu keragle habaylim, then it's like the feet of the owners. I read before, Hamoicher behemtoi, it's Hamoicher behemtoi. He's giving over, he's not selling it, we're selling it. But Hamoicher behemtoi, libnoya liroya, if he gives over the animal to his son or to a shepherd, so Hareilu Karagla Bailim. So the Bar Tanura, Karag Masnisin, our Mishnah is talking about Kshiesh Beir Shnei Roim, that the city has two shepherds. Lo Yadinon, we don't know, Leheiminayu Havi Lo Das Bailim, to who, which one of them is the owner's intent. Hilkach hare hein kiragli abaylim. Therefore, they can only go as the feet, as far as the owners can go. Im einam etzel aroi mibayt yoyim. If they are not at the shepherd during the daytime. Avok shein bir al aroi echad. But if in this city there's only one shepherd, kov neir mamidin behamta bershusoi, all the people of the city, they place automatically all their animal in his property, wherever he has acquired resting, and wherever he can walk, the 2,000 amas where he has the place that he can walk to, that's where they can all can walk, and then he can go as far as the shepherd goes. And the Mishnah said that the kelim that are designed for one brother, they have to go like the according to the feet where he can walk. Thus, Kalim can go where he can go. But what a vessel, she'en miyuchodim, they're not designated le'echod mem to one of them, elu le'kulam, but to all of them. So then the halacha is, ha'reilu kemokoim ha'olchim, then it's like the place they go to, le'mokoim she'kulam yuchodim le'lech, only to the place where they're all permitted to go, muta le'lech ha'kelim, you can lead the Kalim. Alim, irev echod mem le'seif ha'paim le'tzofen, one puts an erev to 2,000 amas to the north. Vashar lo yirvu, the other ones did not make a native. Hu ma'akev al yodam alalichim l'dorim. He can prevent them from leading it to the south. Afilu b'siachas, even one step in b'nei chalke because of his part. V'hem ma'akfim al yodim malichim litzofim, and they can stop him from taking it to the north. Elo apayim amah, only the 2,000 amahs, but he can't take it another 2,000 amahs from there because shehein mutarim bohen. These 2,000 are permitted, okay, but further than their part, in other words, from the place of the Erev, another 2,000 where he placed the Erev, he can't carry there the kelim because of their part that the other brothers have in it. Mishnah Dalet, Hashoyel Kli Mechaveir Merev Yomtev, one who borrows a keli from his friend before Yomtev. Keragli Hashoyel, so then the vessel can go as far as the one who was borrowing may go. What happens if biyomtiv? If he borrows the keli on yomtiv, kelagla amashil, then the vessel can go as far that the one who lent it can go. Ha'isha shalom mechaberta, a woman who borrows from her friend tavlin spices for cooking, umayim umelech li sosa, or water and salt for her dough, hare'elu kelagla shteim. So then the pot of food and the dough is allowed to go to the place where both of the places they can both go, not outside of where an area where they both can go. Rabbi Yehuda Poter B'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda says that water does not count because there is nothing to be recognized in the dough. The water is not recognized, and the salt that we're talking about here is a thick salt that you can tell in the dough. Says the Bartanura in Dalet, that if you borrow a vessel from your friend, then the vessel can go kiragli hashoyel, like the feet, wherever the borrower can go. Sharekono shvisos etzle min hashmoshes, because it had been acquired its resting place by him in ben hashmoshes. The ben hashmoshes shuknis sayoyim, the ben hashmoshes, which is the entrance of the day, koina shvisa, that acquires the resting. Even if it doesn't come to the hand of the borrower only on Yontev, the la birshuse kaimin, that it wasn't his rishus, ben hashmoshes, during the ben hashmoshes, when the sun set, when the day came in, but it's still like the feet of the shoyel, with ben hashmoshes, because he is going to borrow it, even though he didn't physically have the keli yet. But if he borrows it on yomtiv itself, after dark, then harehein kiragli hamashil. Then it's like the feet of the one who lent it, because it acquired its resting place by its owners. Even if he's customary to lend out every yomtiv, still it only can go as far as the lender goes, because it was
Kreinish
Shvis in his rishus. Ha'isha mechaber to tavlin. The Mishnah says of a woman who borrows a tavlin spices likdidosa for her pot, umayim melech lisosa, and water or salt for the dough. Hare elu, so then these hagdeira vayisa. Once you have the finished product, we have the cooked food vayisa that has a combination of some of her stuff and some of the friend's stuff. Then you can only take that pot and that isa keregel shteim. Like the feet of both of them. And malichin oisim, you cannot lead it al b'makom sheshteim yicholus leilach, only to a place where they can both go. Kivon de biyantiv shola, since she borrowed on yantiv, konu atavlin ha'amayim v'amelech shvisa etzabaleim, the spices or the water and salt, they have acquired their resting place by their owners, and they cannot be taken out of that tchum from where their owners can go. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with water. He says she'ein ben mamish, there is no substance. Ein ben mamish says about nuru, what it means, ein mikores, you cannot recognize them. They are not recognizable. Lo b'gedei, they are not in the pot. Lo b'isa, not in the dough. Kegoin shataf shel ova, if the cooked item is thick, ve'ein amayim nekorimbo, and the water are not recognized. Hilkach en ma'akvos helchoson, helchoson, they cannot prevent to carry them. Ubemelech loy plig Rabbi Yehuda. But by salt, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree. Why doesn't he disagree by salt also and say you can't tell the salt? Because the mighty be isosh and elusha bemelech shigasa ve'ova. So the Bartanura bemelech loy plig Rabbi Yehuda. As far as salt, Rabbi Yehuda didn't disagree. The mighty be isosh and elusha bemelech, that as the dough that was kneaded in the salt, shigasa ve'ova, was a thick and a big piece of shoyis and nekes was recognized. Yesh ba mamish. But ve'ein aloha ke Rabbi Yehuda, aloha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but we go even, water is considered part of it, and you cannot go take it further than that. Mishnah Hei, Hagacheles ke ragla abaylim. that one takes from the other person a coal, you cannot take it further than the owner can go. Bishal Heves, but one takes a flame, in other words, he lit a candle by his friend, Bechol Mokim, then he can go with the light anywhere he wants. Kachela Shel Hekdesh, if you take a coal from Hekdesh, Moelim Bo. So then you have to bring a sacrifice, Hashem Eilois, because you can violate in the coal. Bishal Heves, but if you take a flame from Hekdesh, Loin Nehanim, you're not allowed to have benefit from that flame. But if he has a Noah, Vilei Moelim, you don't have to bring a Korma Shamilus. However, if he benefited from that flame, v'loy moyelim, you don't have to bring a carbon asham ilis, the carbon for violating and using hegdish, you don't have to bring. Amitzi, for the flame. Only for the coal. Amitzi gachelas shusarabim, one who carries a coal on Shabbos from his house into the public domain, chayiv, he has to bring a carbon chattas. If he did it accidentally, v'shal have his potter, but if he carries, with his hands, and he pushed out, let's say, a flame from the house into the street, then you're potter. Bershel Yochid, a pit which belongs to one owner. So then the water that you draw from it is Kiragle Yochid, are like the feet can go to the distance like this one owner, and they're not permitted to go any further than the owner goes. Mishal Anche Sayir, if it's a pit that belongs to the people of the city, so the water that you draw from it is Kiragle Anche Sayir, is like the legs of the people of that city. In other words, you're not allowed to carry it any further than the people of the city can go. That is only 2,000 ames outside of the, each side of the city. And the waters that you were drawn from the wells that the people of Bavel dug on the way when they were going for Yom Tov to Yerushalayim, those water can go to the place that the one that drew the water can go. Because they are ownerless, and therefore, each one gets his Tchum Shabbos. Says the Bartanura that the Mishnah said that the coal goes by the feet of the owner, the Tchum Shabbos by the owners, if you you borrow the coals. But the Shalheves, the flame, go anywhere. Kigoyin, for example, Hidlik Nedoy, Bishalheves Chaveri. Let's say you lit your own candle, but you use the flame of your friend. Einoy Ma'akeh B'Yisur Tchumim, it does not prevent him. By the Yisur Tchum of his friend, he can take it wherever he can go. Flame is not movable. What happens if you benefit from the coals of Hegdish? Moyelim Bo, that means, what is Moyelim Bo? It means an enemy mena, one who benefits from that coal. Maybe Asham Me'ilis brings a carbon, Asham Me'ilis, like anybody who benefits from a Hegdish, brings a special carbon, Asham, for meals for violating Hagdish. But the Shalheves, but the flame, Loinanin, Vloimoyalim. Loinanin means Lechatchila, Midrabon, you're not allowed to benefit. But Vimnanu, if you did benefit Loimoyalim, you're not violating, you don't have to bring a Karmila in Chayovin Karmila, you don't have to bring a Karmila. The less law, Mamosha, because there is no substance to a flame. The same thing is with one who takes out the coal on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah chayv, but he's chayv. V'shal heves shedochfa miyodoi meshus hayoch Rosh Hashanah. But if he moved a flame with his hand from the private place to the outside place, because otherwise how is he going to carry v'shal heves? But he pushed the shal heves itself from the inside to the outside, then it'll be potter, because also there's no mamoshim. Now the Mishnah talks about what happens to the water that is in a boir, in a pit that is owned by a individual, is then it's kiragla yochid. Then the water is like the individual. Ein melichin amayim, you don't lead the water, elo kiragli bale haboir, only as the feet of the one who owns the owners of the pit. What happens if it belongs to the city? That pit is kiragla anshe yisair, then you can carry it like the people of the city. Alpayim amal chol ruach, every 2,000 amas to every side, chutz li'ibura, outside of the actual city itself, because that's called the ibur ha'ir, that you can go the 70 amas which in the within next to the city. From that point and on, 2,000 amas. But what happens, shaloi le'bavel, those pits that are made for those who go up from Bavel, ha'osri la'ivrei drachim, those are made for those who pass on the roads. That's made for those who go on the roads. Middle on the way, so while they're going, that were done by the people, the exile, they should have to drink while they're going up to the, so that they would have what to drink when they go up. So over there, the halacha is keragla memale, like the one who fills the nation who hefker because it's ownerless. The hefker nikne bagbo, and hefker is acquired by raising it. The imba echad v'shaloi meimov, and if somebody comes and borrows from him his water, ein melicha mele keraglo, then he can only take it like his feet, the one who was kind it. The kasaver haytane, for this tane says yesh breira lahachmir, that there is a choice to be more stringent. Ume es milhuvra adavar. That it was already from yesterday that it was figured out that it belongs to this person, and it's his rishus. So even though that he is borrowing now on by the shas that chum was set, which is by Ben Hashemoshes, the guy didn't own it yet. So why shouldn't I be able to move it now? The one who borrows it, it doesn't really own it. But we say that there is lehachmir, there is breda. So we're saying that it is his rishusi kaima, and that's why when you take it, you're taking from his, and therefore you're not allowed to care more than chum Shabbos. But this is not like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So this opinion is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who holds that objects of ownerless object, they acquire their own shvisa wherever they are, and only 2,000 amos from where they walk. But that goes according to the person who gets them. That's the opinion of the Tana of our Mishnah. Mishnah Vav, Misha Yu Peresu Bi'ir Acheres. When one has fruit in another city, which is distant from this city, say 4,000 amos, V'irvu Bnei Sa'ir, so the people from the city placed an Erev, they should be able to go to the other city, and they want Lavi Etzle Mi Peresu, and to bring from the fruits, from their fruit, Lo Yaviu Loi, they shouldn't bring to him. But the Erev of who? But if he, the owner of the fruit, makes the Erev, Peresu Kemesu, then his parents are like him, then he is allowed to carry the fruit wherever he may go. So the other people who made the Erev, they can go, but he cannot eat from his fruit. Because he didn't make an Erev over there. So they can't bring him. So that those fruit are going to be going 2,000 amas, and he doesn't have an Erev, they're not allowed to go. The Peres of Kemaisu, the Peres are like him. So just like he can't go there, his fruit can't come here. The Zion, Mishizim Netz L'Archim, if one who invited guests from another city and they come to him through an Erev, Le'ilichu B'yodam Manis, he should not carry with them portions back home from the owner, Le'imkin Zichalem and Asayim Erev Yontif, unless the owner gave them the Erev Yontif, those portion, to one of them that he should acquire it and merit it for all of them. You're not allowed to on Yontif to give to drink and slaughter a behema or an animal or a bird which are raised in the field. But you can give to drink and slaughter the animals or the tame or wild or bird animals that are being raised in the house. Those that are considered raised in the house, halonos be'ir, if they stay overnight in the city, even if all day they're in the field. Midbarius, what is means animals in the field. Halonos be'efer, those who sleep in the field on the grass. Says the Bar Tanura, Mishin Zimen Etzla, or the one who invited guests, Mi'ir Acheres, from another city, Zvivoyu Etzla, the Erev, they come through him, to him through the Erev, Lo Yelichu L'Acharasudus, after the meal, they cannot take Monos B'Yodin L'Beisam, portions from the meal, from this person, to their house. Alinkin Zirkelam Acher, unless he has given to them, acquired to them these monies, these portions through another person, monasei merev yontif, their portion for erev yontif, says about nuna shemosrum balabai zelodom acher b'mshicha merev yontif, that this owner who they're eating by gave it to another person by the person drawing it, pulling it from erev yontif, and va'omar loy tells him zocha b'manas alolu, merit these portions leploini for this one person. So then they owned it. The zochel lodim shleim b'fonov. He can merit for a person without his knowledge. So they're giving it over to the other person. And since they're allowed to walk back because they have an erev, so it's their monies already from before yontiv, and therefore they're allowed to take care back the monies back to with them. This completes the fifth chapter of Peir Beitza, and also completes the entire Masechta Beitza. Solik Masechta Beitza. This completes the tractate Beitza.